This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
It's about executing, and the fact that we're still in it, that should give us the positivity we need to rebound from this, hit the reset button, like Todd said, erase it. It's about us executing. To have a chance at home to get into the playoffs and win the division, wouldn't have it any other way.
This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
We're about halfway home here on YBYB. Appreciate everyone joining us here on New Year's Day. I'm your host, Jared Smith, filling in for Nick Casos, and Nick will be back tomorrow. But we got a lot to get to over this last 90 minutes. Coming up in about 30 minutes, Pete Futek from College Football News will come on, and we'll bloviate about what we're going to see today in the College Football Playoff. I will have deep dives for all of the games, all 3 games today, coming up in our last hour. I'll give you some picks. I'll give you some bets to make. Haven't seen a ton. Actually, let me check. I haven't checked in the last hour or so. Yeah, not really a ton of market movement yet. It was around this time yesterday that we really started to see, actually, a little bit of money coming in on Texas Tech here. I'm starting to see some 2.5s become 2s. And the 2.5 now at BetMGM is -115. I did bet Texas Tech +2.5, -105 yesterday. So a little bit of baby money coming in on Texas Tech. Maybe we'll see some dog money on the Raiders coming in here. The Red Raiders, excuse me. Not going to see a lot of money coming in on the Las Vegas Raiders anytime soon, that's for sure. All right, we'll get to all that in the next hour. Let's continue to talk NFL, because the highlight you just heard Baker Mayfield talking about, wouldn't have it any other way, that the Atlanta Falcons and New Orleans Saints are going to decide a season. I say that in jest, because to be fair, when Baker made the comment post-game after losing to the Dolphins as a 5-point favorite the other day, he did not know that the Rams were going to lose to the Falcons, and it really was Atlanta and New Orleans in the other game on Sunday in the NFC South, right? Carolina-Tampa play Saturday, and then New Orleans-Atlanta play on Sunday. That's the game, New Orleans-Atlanta, that's going to decide the division. To be fair, Carolina could win as an underdog on the road at Tampa, and then it won't matter, right? If Carolina wins, it's over. Carolina wins the division. Congratulations. Everyone applauds for Bryce Young and a great year for the Panthers. Nobody expected Carolina to win the division this year. Nobody. Tampa Bay was obviously the favorite. Atlanta was the second favorite. New Orleans was the bottom feeder. Nobody expected New Orleans. Frankly, honestly, New Orleans might be the best story in the division this year. We'll get to them in a minute. But nobody expected Carolina to win the division this year. It's a pretty simple scenario, right? Carolina wins, they're in. It's over. Done. If the Bucks win, well, then you have to wait for Sunday's game. Let's say the Bucks win, right? They're favored to do so. Then if Atlanta wins, Carolina still gets the tiebreaker. Because if Atlanta wins and Tampa wins, all three teams will be 8 and 9. And then the three-way tiebreaker still favors Carolina. If they tie, meaning if Atlanta and New Orleans tie, then the Bucks would get in. So Tampa Bay needs to win, and then they also need New Orleans to win. It's a tough ask, because when I look at the market, New Orleans is a 3.5-point road underdog. Now, to be fair, New Orleans looked pretty damn good over the last few weeks. In fact, you could make the case that if you just took the back half of the season, New Orleans might win the division. Like, that's how good they've been playing. I think they've won 4 straight, or if not, 4 out of the last 5. Tyler Shuck looks like the best quarterback in the draft, period. He looks like QB1, and he was not drafted first overall. Wasn't even drafted in the first round. New Orleans looks like they're coming out of this situation with aces. And they only had like pocket eights pre-flop. But after the flop, it looked like a couple of eights hit on the flop because Kellen Moore, who I think, to be fair, I think Kellen Moore, very well-respected offensive coordinator, did a really good job in Dallas, did a really good job in Philly, winning the Super Bowl last year, goes to New Orleans, bottom of the barrel talent. They did not have a very talented roster. They were expected to be the worst team in the NFL, one of. Didn't work out that way early in the season because they couldn't figure out their quarterback situation. They went from Rattler. He didn't work. And then all of a sudden, Tyler Shuck comes in. And it's like, whew, who's this kid? And I think the reason why, and I don't want to get too derailed off the Carolina-Tampa game. We'll get to some breakdowns there. There's frankly not really much to break down there. I kind of know who the better team is. It's just Tampa's at home. They're getting love for being at home. I think Carolina's actually the better team. But New Orleans, to me, is the best story in the division this year. And I think the reason why Tyler Shuck... So, New Orleans is live in that game against Atlanta. They are. Do I think they're going to win? Market says no, but anything can happen. But Tyler Shuck's been playing damn good ball lately. And I think the reason why he's been playing so well and the reason why he's been able to showcase his true skill set early. Obviously, coaching matters. You give Kellen Moore a lot of credit for that. But he's an older prospect. He's 25. He's had some obstacles to overcome throughout the course of his career. I think he was a minor league baseball player. I don't know. You guys correct if I'm wrong there. I think he had like a weird like spinoff to his career. He dealt with a lot of injuries. Wow, he's 26. Thank you. I didn't know that. I thought he was 25. He must have just turned 26 recently. I think when he started the season, he was 25. Thank you for that, Tyler, though. But he's an older prospect. He's been through a lot. He's been able to actually have some life experience. And I think at the quarterback position, that matters more than any other position in the sport. If you're able to process information quicker because you have more wisdom, you have more experience, I think that is a crucial element for the quarterback position. That's why I thought Arch Manning coming out this year would have been a huge mistake. Huge mistake. And that's not the way it's going to work out. He's going to make the smart move and go back to college for another year, continue to get seasoning. I mean, the improvement that Arch Manning made from week one till yesterday when he beat Michigan, I don't think any player improved more in college football last year than Arch Manning. And I think the experience matters so much at the quarterback position. What you're able to process and absorb is really important. And Tyler Shuck outplayed Cam Ward last week, flat out, outplayed him. He outplayed Shador. Now, I know Shador was a fifth-round pick, but coming into the draft, there were people that said the Saints should draft Shador in the first round with that 9th overall pick. I was one of them. I was like, Saints have to draft a quarterback in the first round. Have to. You can't go into the year with Spencer Rattler. And they did draft a quarterback. And they maybe drafted the best quarterback in the entire field in the second round. So Tyler Shuck, undoubtedly QB1 in this draft right now. Things could change. Cam Ward could improve. Right? Experience matters. He's getting a lot of it this year. Maybe next year he comes back and he's taking a step. because it's obvious that Cam Ward's physical ability, especially with his legs, are significantly greater than Tyler Shuck's. But right now, Tyler Shuck, if you asked me, line up all four quarterbacks in the NFC South, Kirk Cousins, Bryce Young, Baker Mayfield, Tyler Shuck, whew, I'll be honest, Tyler Shuck might be playing better than any of them right now. But obviously, Baker has the experience. The problem, though, that I see with Baker Mayfield, and it's an analytical nerd stat that I think really tells the story. His catchable throw rate on deep passes has plummeted. His catchable rate on short and intermediate passes has plummeted. Weeks 1 through 6, over 53% catchable pass rate on short and intermediate throws. Over the last 9 weeks, that rate has been cut in half to 27%. The Bucs have been very up and down against the blitz. They have not been using play action effectively. They haven't targeted the middle of field effectively. They haven't really done anything good offensively over the last month or so. It's been a steep decline. Now, the one thing they do well is they use motion at a very high rate. They use play action at a high rate when they're running it well. But they haven't done either of those things well recently. The Panthers' defense doesn't scare me at all. Carolina's defense is effectively a bottom 10 unit. They've had flashes this year. They've played better this year than last year when I think they were 32nd in EPA per play. I might be wrong on that, but they were definitely bottom 5. They've played better this year than last year, but they're still not a top half defense in the league. So if Baker can figure out a way to right the ship, pun intended, with the Bucs, then I think Tampa's the side in this game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
But I'll be honest, I haven't seen it from him over the last month or so. He had the one flash when Evans came back and they went berserk on Monday Night Football. That was like the one moment when I was like, maybe they're back. But they still lost that game to the Falcons. Actually, I think that was the Thursday night game. Yeah, it was the Thursday night game, not the Monday night game. Thursday night game. Like, Baker still had a really good game, 277. Evans went off for a buck 32. I remember because I bet the long pass for Baker under in that game. And I was like, Baker sucks. He's hurt, banged up, and then he went berserk in that game against Atlanta. But they still lost the game. You really credit Kirk Cousins for that. In fact, if Baker and the Bucs do falter in this game against Carolina, let's just say even if they win, and then Atlanta wins on Sunday, and New Orleans still, you know, can't get across the finish line and can't help out their Tampa buddies, and the Panthers still win the division in a tie, That's the game I think you circle, right? Because if you look back at Tampa's schedule this season, I mean, it's really that one game against Atlanta that was the game that they really should have won. Like, they were never really in the game last week against Miami. They really weren't in that game. Like, they were out of it the whole way. Like, Miami kind of dominated them from the start. The game against New Orleans obviously was rough, but they had a 2-score lead in the fourth quarter against Atlanta. Couldn't close the deal. Like, I think that, to me, is the game that is going to be the woulda, shoulda, coulda game for the Tampa Bay Bucks, as most likely, again, there's still that sliver of hope. They're favored in the game on Saturday. They could win that game, and then they could hope that Tyler Shuck turns into QB1 again and outplays Kirk Cousins, goes on the road, gets a big win. I think New Orleans is going to be up for that game. That, again, that you have to think about the weird juju going into that game. That game, 3 weeks ago, people were looking at that game saying, meaningless. In a weird way, like, if I'm Kellen Moore, I am coaching that game. Like, if I win, I'm the NFC South champs. Because you get to effectively end another team's season. It's kind of like a playoff game, but it's Tampa that's your weird opponent, not Atlanta. Again, it's a very odd situation. I think if you ask the NFL schedule makers, they hate this situation. Absolutely hate it. Because the dynamic of it, right? On Sunday, after everything drops, they're looking at the New Orleans game as kind of meaningless. Yeah, and I think it's kind of a weird situation. Because on Sunday, again, the NFL schedule makers, all the games happen on Sunday, right? And then Sunday night is when Tirico makes the big announcement about who's going to play here and then that. But that Rams game hadn't happened yet. And the Falcons hadn't won yet. And nobody thought the Falcons were going to win that game against the Rams on Sunday night. So everybody thought Atlanta was going to lose. And then it really was going to be an NFC South play-in game on Saturday afternoon. But that's just not the way the scheduling gods went in the other direction. All right, when we come back, we'll go more through the NFL Week 18 slate. I will tell you why it is, I think, the toughest week of the year to try to figure out who's going to win. You bet or you bet on Westwood One Sports. That's next.
We'll be right back with You Bet or You Bet on Westwood One Sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.